Hello.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Diamond. We're giving a call back in customer service. How may I assist you today?
Well, I've got a bill on my credit card that shouldn't be there. What do you need from me?
May I have the zip code?
94062.
Okay.
Who's your name again?
Diamond.
Diamond. I talked to somebody there the other day.
Yes, sir. May you repeat that zip code for me again? I'm sorry about that.
Let's see. I'm looking at here on my credit card. Okay. I'll have to wait a second to take this call.
Yes, sir. May I have that zip code again? I'm sorry about that.
94062.
Yes, sir. May I have the first and last name?
Well, let's see which one it's on. Come on, fingers work here. It would have been under Diane Olvera. I mean, my name is on the card paying for it, but her name.
What's the name on the account? On the, you said on account?
On the account, it's James D. Meisenbach.
Okay. What's the name that I'm looking for this?
Well,
the name that I was.
Card is James D. Meisenbach. But my lady friend has it, and her name is Diane Olvera.
Okay.
And this charge is for the one that the number is for Diane Olvera.
Okay. May you verify the address for me? Yes, sir. That's what I got confused on.
Okay. 244 Iris Street, Redwood City, California, 94062.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about the wait, but my system is loading.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And you said that you was you did you ever get your drone sent to you?
I have not. And then this weekend they charged me $67.32.
Yes, sir. It had enrolled you in a 14 day trial once you set it up to win the drone.
Well, see, I'd like to cancel both things then. It wasn't set up to be a contest. It was, you paid the $9.97 for the shipping.
Mm-hmm. I have your tracking number right here if you want it.
Okay, well, yeah. But I mean, if it's going to cost more.
No, you already paid for it. This.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then what's the $67.32?
It's for the 14-day trial. That's
no,
it's,
I don't want that. Okay, I'm ready for that number that you want to give me.
Your tracking number is 927.
927. You know it. It happens every time. Pin broke. 927.
843.
Well, I got, you want the whole thing or just from the 843? I didn't get anything after that.
Yeah, I was going to give it to you.
Okay.
630.
630.
018.
I think that's all of it.
8459.
8459.
Now that's all of it.
That's all. You want me to read it back then?
You can.
927-489-03-184-363-0018-8459.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good. I'm a good team. Okay, so now about this the other dealy bug, I'd like to cancel it. The 69, what did I say it was? 6732.
It was processed yesterday.
It what?
It was processed yesterday. I can only do you a 50% refund.
No. It's still pending on mine. So I just want to, you know, I have you guys canceled or I'll cancel it on my end.
It's canceled on this end.
So the 67 and 32 is coming back.
Yes.
Okay. I also have another one that I'd like done. And it is for Jose Luis Olvera. It's on a different credit card than mine, but I want to cancel that one, too. Maybe we should shut the door in that back thing there so nobody come walking by and just grab a bottle of that thinking it's free.
Yes, sir. Give me one second.
Okay.
Hello? What's the zip code for that account?
94062.
94062?
Yeah, it'll have the same address as the one that we just did.
Okay. And what's the name of that one?
Jose Luis Olvera.
I don't see that account.
Oh, you don't?
No, sir. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Can't put in this house that works. Sometimes it does.
It said Jose Mendez.
No, Jose, one name, and then Luis. So it's Jose Luis Olvera. Mexican.
Oh, okay. Yes, I don't see it. A minute. Trying to look that one up by the last. What's the last 4 of that credit card so I can look it up?
Oh, that I don't. He has the credit card.
Okay. Phone number?
Phone number?
Mm-hmm. 650-290-1498. Okay. I see a James, but I don't have Jose.
James?
Yes, sir.
That would be me.
Yes, sir. I don't see the name you told me. It's not in here.
Okay. Maybe it went down under my name then. I don't know. Mine's with James Meisbeck. He just said that.
Okay. Give me a second.
It was for a drone too.
Let me see when it pop up. Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just trying to get the account to load up.
Okay. Take your time. Where are you located?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you dial this number here, when it comes up on my phone, it comes out as
Is it a tactical bag? No, that was decline. All those are decline. Yes, sir. I don't see the other man. I just got your name and the other one that we did. That was only ones that had drone under there.
Okay. Well, it might be. It should have been done under Jose. I mean, how about an email address? Maybe that'll help?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Went back to the screen. What's the email?
CowboyJim@AT&T.net.
Okay. No, sir. Did it have a confirmation number on there?
No, I don't. I ordered it over the computer, I think, on Friday.
No, sir, we don't have having Julio under that name. Well, under that. No, sir. And the other
it's
way
not,
I can
not,
look
it's
it
not
up.
Not actually Julio, it's Jose. That makes a difference.
I'm sorry. We don't have a Jose.
Okay. Now, I guess maybe it hasn't come through yet. Is that possible?
Yes, sir. It also transitions late, too. Yes, sir. Is there any other accounts I can help you with?
No, that's it. Like I said, I guess maybe it hasn't gone through to the bank. I mean, it hasn't passed pending yet. But I'll be calling my bank to have them reverse these charges.
Okay.
And you'll be sending that money back as soon as possible?
Yeah, it'll be in 3 to 5 business days.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
And happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays.
Same to you, too. Have a good one.
Okay, you take care.